That completes item seven. Item eight, reports. Trustee reports. Are there any trustee reports? A quiet group this morning. Let's get a fog. All right, B, staff report, Christina.
I have been working with Sagitech on the portal demonstration, so hopefully at a meeting in March, we'll be able to show parts of the portal with some disclaimers made publicly. But if you want to see the portal one-on-one, you can reach out to Colin, and we can set up a meeting for that as well. Staff have been working very diligently on 1099Rs. These will be the first 1099Rs that come out of the new Sagitech system, and they are anticipated to be mailed on time.
So on the first topic, the portal, did we overcome the I know there were some privacy or proprietary, I guess, issues that Sagitech had. Were we able to overcome that in terms of doing a portal demonstration or no?
Yes, as long as we have certain disclaimers, there's no video, which we only do audio anyways. And then I pass through exactly what parts of the portal we're going to demo before we demo it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Any other staff reports?
Quick report out on activity over the latter 4 months of last year. As you can see, we were busy. So we funded the first tranche of all of our multi-asset credit managers. So we hired GoldenTree, HPS, KKR, and Oak Hill. Funded each one of them with an initial $100 million. We'll be bringing those up to full target weights over the next month or two here. And the full target weight is probably about $125, $130 million. So we're largely there. That was a new 4% target allocation that came out of the asset allocation study last year. On the private equity side, we funded five funds, or we committed to five funds. Bregal Sagemount, this is a growth equity fund we committed $50 million to. Dragonair Fund 7, this is late stage venture slash growth equity. It's a local firm. Again, $50 million into that one. That was capacity constrained, so we're happy to get that allocation in there. Ocean Sound Fund 3, this is a buyout fund focused on government regulated industries. So $50 million into that one. And then we had two funds with TPG that we committed to. TPG Fund 10, which is our flagship large buyout fund, $75 million. We've done two previous TPG funds with and then TPG Healthcare Partners Fund 3, we've been with them for a while as well. We did $75 million there. On infrastructure, we did one commitment. This was Tallvine Partners. It's a spin out of a larger firm. So we're backing that group. Committed $100 million in two waves there. But a total commitment of $100 million. And then on real estate, we had Covenant Apartment Fund. This is Class B apartments in the Sun Belt. $60 million commitment to fund 12 there. They've been doing this for quite a while. Hines Rialto Credit Partners, which is a little bit of a unique vehicle. This is a combination of Rialto, which does real estate credit, and Hines, which is an office specialist. So it's basically a recapitalization of offices. And so, you know, this isn't 2009, 2010, when, you know, you could buy offices for pennies on the dollar, but this is certainly a chance to kind of fund into restructured debt packages on key offices that we think are going to be viable on a go-forward basis. Committed $100 million to that strategy. And then two European funds, we did EQT Logistics. So this is going to be larger logistics facilities, kind of in key markets around Western Europe. 65 million euro commitment to that. And then ICG Metropolitan 2, which is a European kind of last mile small warehouse infill strategy. $60 million commitment there. So if you're wondering what your investment staff was up to for the last 4 to 5 months, we've been busy.
You've heard that. that's a busy time. A lot of due diligence.
What's the key to doing?
Any other report? Not hearing any? Seeing any?